was once in a city in southern China. A city, I don't think there was even one Jew around the whole area. I know everybody travels to China, but I don't think there was one Jew in the whole area. And I was there for 3 weeks. I was looking for something to eat. I brought with me noodles, other stuff, but I thought maybe I'd be able to, it was the first time I went there, I thought I'd be able to buy something kosher, something canned, nothing, no canned food. The only thing I could buy, I thought I'd buy eggs. I walk in, I see all these different sizes, polka dots, I don't know where these, the eggs, or what kind of animal, what kind of bird this is. Nothing to eat for 3 weeks. I get back home, I drive into the neighborhood, Erev Shabbos, and I smell the smell of the food, the Shabbos food, the challah, the meat, the cholent, everything gets back after 3 weeks that you're not eating anything, even a fish. I thought to go and buy some kind of fish. From far away, I just come look at the fish. I see this fish is not Jewish. He has whiskers, teeth. I don't even have to check if he has scales. And I get back home after 3 weeks, and I smell the smell. Ah, I'm a chayek. When I got close to this koilo, to the place over here, I had a much bigger feeling. The smell of Torah that's coming out of this place. And in the middle of the week I came, I just walked into the koil. I felt like I'm somewhere in the middle of Yerushalayim in some big yeshiva. The smell of Torah goes miles and miles to cities all, it's mashpia and cities all over the United States, and I'm sure all over the world, and that's only because of two reasons. The first reason is because that the people that come and learn here Torah are learning Torah Lishma. And the second reason is that the Rosh HaKoilel are not only Goyni Torah, but are also Anoshim Yirei Shamayim. Rabbi Blazer Shlita, Rabbi Singer Shlita, the Torah, the Yira Shamayim, the Gemara says, Kol Mishi Yesh Bo Yira Shamayim, Dvarav Nishmayim. When he speaks, people accept what they're saying. And for that reason, I guess, that's what I think, the two reasons why the smell of Torah over here is just going all over the place. 2,000 years before HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought down the Torah to Am Yisrael. 2,000 years. 2,000 years the Torah is in Shamayim. The Torah is up in heaven. After Matan Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought the Torah down to here, to the Aretz. But 2,000 years, the Torah is in the Shamayim. There is no Torah ba'aretz. There's only a few people, Shem, Aver, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, the Shvatim, until Am Yisrael gets bigger, and then they're Merkabel, the Torah, on Har Sinai. But 2,000 years without Torah, Rashi says in Parshas Nitzavim. Rashi says, Lo yiba shamayim hi leimor. The Torah is not up in Shamayim that you will say, Mi ale lanu ha-shamayima? Who's going to go up into the Shamayim? V'yashmi'enu oisav v'na'asena. He's going to tell us the Torah, and we're going to start to keep the Torah. Lo yiba shamayim hi. And Rashi writes over there, Lo yiba shamayim hi, that's after Matan Torah. Lo yiba shamayim hi, Rashi says, V'ilu hoisav v'shamayim. If the Torah was up in Shamayim, he had to go up to the Shamayim, ulalamda, and to learn the Torah. I don't know exactly how a person would go up to the Shamayim, with ladders, with a plane. I was in a plane, everybody was in a plane above, in Shamayim, if that's Shamayim, the sky. And the only Torah that was there was a Mishnah Berurah and a Mishnah that I had in my carry-on bag. Pashtus Rashi means that if the Torah was in Shemaim, I would have to go up and learn it. It means that a person, Avram Avinu, Yitzchak, Yaakov, before the Torah was given down to the earth, to Aretz, a person that wanted to learn Torah had to lalois Hashemayimah. He had to become holy. He had to become Tahar. He had to become holy. Kodosh. He had to work Avodas Hamidos, Kas, Gaiva, to get away from Taiva. And after that, he would become holy, a holy person. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu would let him to be Mesig the Torah. He would understand, just like Avraham Avinu did, yet 10 trials, 10 Nisiyonos, Asara Nisiyonos. And by getting higher and higher, he was Oile Hashemayim, and he was Mesig the Torah. After Matan Torah, there is no such thing as becoming holy before you get the Torah. The Torah is down here. The only way to become Tahor and Kadosh is by learning the Torah. By learning Torah, a person becomes Tahor and Kadosh. If he's Zoyche, if he's doing it Lishma, the Torah has a power to make a person Tahor, Kadosh, Avodas Hamidos. In Al HaNisim on Chanukah we say, Giborim biyad chaloshim, Tmeim biyad tohoirim, Zaydim, the mazid, a person that's mazid, a tahar, a person that has only tyra. He goes a lot to the mikveh, that's very good, but he goes to the mikveh and he's tahar, some darga of tahar, without tyra, but the mazidim, the zaydim, he doesn't recognize them. You can have Ovdei Elilim right next to you, all around you, and the Torah doesn't know that. Hazeidim nitanim only bidei oiskei Torah. After Matan Torah, before Matan Torah, a person really had to become a Tahar, a Kadosh, and then he would receive, he would get the Torah. Avraham Avinu is telling everyone, we're standing on these days of Sfiras HaOmer, before Lag BaOmer and before Matan Torah. Avraham Avinu is taking in everybody, all the passerbys. He tells them, come in, I'll give you to eat, I'll give you to drink. And he's giving them a lecture. He's giving them a lecture. He's screaming. He's telling them a pasuk. He's telling them that all these avodas hakoichos, if a person wants to sail in the ocean and he's afraid that there might be a hurricane, you just sacrifice a lamb to the Sarayam or the Elohim of the ocean. If he had a problem with fire, milchama, love, fear, there were so many elilim, and their common sense was, the common sense that a Ovdei Elilim had was very simple. Why do I have to go run after the boss? The boss is very hard sometimes to get. He might be busy. Let me talk to the secretaries. I'll talk to the secretaries. I'll get everything done. It's much easier. So let me speak to Sar Hayam, maybe to the Malach, that is Mimune, that he is he's supposed to take care of the ocean. That's Elilim. And Avraham Avinu is giving them a lecture, he's giving them a drasha. The Gemara says, it's a nefesh asher asu b'charan. A person can do a nefesh, make a nefesh. Afilu mitkabtzin. If the whole oilam gets together, all the scientists, they can't create the smallest birya in the oilam. It's a nefesh asher asu b'charan. Asu loshein rabim. Avraham Megayres ha'anashim. Sarah Megayeres es Hanoshi. He says, what am I going to tell them? Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Just simply, there is one Hashem in heaven. He's the one that created the whole world. It won't work. That's why we say Shema Yisrael. A Jew, he knows, when you tell him Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, the whole Torah is in those words. He understands everything, what comes out of it, what it means. A Goy Avraham Avinu is trying to get them closer to Hashem. He gets up and he screams out a pasuk that's also in Tehillim and also in Divrei Hayomim. And we say it every morning. Some say it before Baruch Shama, and some say it after Baruch Shama. Kichol Elohei Ha'amim Elilim V'Hashem Hashem Shamayim Asa. He created the heavens. He created the Shamayim, the sky. Kichol Elohei Ha'amim Elilim. What you believe that there are koichos ba'olam, and you want to sacrifice to the ocean, to the fire, it's loikel, elil, loikel, kichol elohei amim, elilim. Why? Hashem created the heavens. Thanks, Hashem created the heavens. Hashem created olam umloya. I don't know exactly what that answer is. What Avram was giving them a lecture, a drasha. The pshat is, Rashi brings in Bereishis. How did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create the Shamayim? HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Eish Umayim. He took fire and water, Eish Umayim, Shamayim, Eish Umayim. He put them together, and with that he created something called Shamayim. Oise Shalom Bimroimov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can make Shalom between water and fire and make Shalom, and with that to create the Shamayim. There's a Midrash Rabbah that says, Shir Ashirim Asher L'Shloimah. And the Midrash Rabbah says that it's not talking about Shloimah HaMelech, it's talking about Asher L'Shloimah L'mi Shasholayim Shaloi. This is a Shir. For who? For Melech Malchei Amlochim HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Shloimah L'mi Shasholayim Shaloi. L'mi Shemes Shaloi. Maybe say whoever has the Emes. But really, I'm saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's the only power in the world. You say, Shir Ashiri Mashal Ishloimoi. You say, Kichol Elohei Ha'amim Elilim V'Hashem Shamayim Asa. There are no two powers. There is one power, and he could take the fire and the water, put them together and make something called Shamayim. And this Avraham Avinu is screaming out in the tent to all these people, 2,000 years, he's talking, he didn't leave all there, but during this time when the Torah was still in the Shamayim, he's trying to bring everybody higher and higher towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and everybody loves him. Everybody loves Avraham Avinu. Nisi Eloi Ki Mata B'Tarcheinu. A Jew walking in Europe, and they should come over to him and tell him, Nisi Elohim Ata B'Tocheinu. Avraham Avinu doesn't have problems of hate. He doesn't have the regular hate problems. Because it's before Matan Torah. And I can explain it immediately. It's before Matan Torah. The Torah is B'Shamayim. Avraham Avinu is telling them, Kichol Elohei Ami Melilim V'Hashem Shamayim Asa. And these people that are coming to learn Torah by Avraham Avinu, Pashtus, they're learning Torah Lishma. At least the first Chabura that came were learning Torah Lishma. Depends what the Pshat in Lishma is, where there's a Machlokes, what the Pshat in Lishma is. But let's go simple and say, the people that were coming to learn by Avraham Avinu were learning Torah Lishma. And the Gemara says, in the Dorim, the Gemara asks a question. The Gemara says there's two psukim in Tehillim. One says, one pasuk says, Ki gadol ad shamayim chasdecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, your chesed is up to the sky, ad shamayim. The other pasuk in Tehillim says, Ki gadol me'al shamayim chasdecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, your chesed is above the Shamayim. The Gemara says, Kan lo iskim shalei lishma is ad Shamayim. Kan lo iskim lishma is me'al Shamayim. I understand that there's a difference between lishma and shalei lishma. But what's the difference between ad Shamayim and me'al Shamayim? There was a very chush of a chef. And he put together a meal. He worked on it for hours and hours. He put in all these spices, he cooked it, and after hours of cooking and taking care of this food. He brings it to a very rich guy sitting outside. He puts it in front of him to eat. And that guy tells him, "You're one of the biggest chefs in the world. I want to ask you something. I'll pay you $1 million. Please. I just want to see if it could be done. I'm asking you to please take this tavshil, this food that you put together. I want you, I'm giving you a year, 2 years, as much time as you want. I want you to make the piece of meat be exactly the way it was before you cooked it. All the spices should be back on the shelf. Just bring it back the way it was before." The chef told him, "If you'll pay me $1 trillion, that's impossible. I can't do that." HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us, "I cooked a tavshil. I took the esh, I took the mayim, I made nature, I put it together, I made shamayim. And if you learn Torah, shaloi lishma even, I'll do for you a chesed. But the chesed I'm going to do for you is going to be in the nature. Under nature. Ad shamayim. Until this thing of eshumayim. But if you're going to learn Torah lishma, if you're sitting and learning Torah, when you finish work, you go and learn Torah. Before work, you're learning Torah. If you're avreich and you're sitting and learning Torah and everything's going outside and you're sitting and makdish your life for limud ha-Torah, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Torah lishma, ki gadol me'al shamayim chasdecha, I'm going to take apart for you the eshumayim, something that's impossible in nature. I'm going to take it apart, the shamayim. I'm going to take nature apart. I'm going to do a nes for you. Pashtus, before Matan Torah, Avraham Avinu, the people that came to learn Torah by him, were learning Torah Lishma. What happened when HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought the Torah down to the Aretz, to the world over here, B'Ma'amad Har Sinai? What happened? I'll give you just a small mashal. Imagine that a person comes to this dome and there's this big party going on, 100,000 people dancing and whatever. 100,000 people, like a whole mountain full of people with all these lights and fire and these gigantic speakers all over. Comes this skinny guy, very big glasses, a Jew. He comes over to the main power outlet and he just pulls the plug and he twists it and he breaks it. What do you think these 100,000 drunk people in the middle of a party, what do you think they're going to do to him? There is a midrash that says, why is it called Har Sinai? Two midrash. It's a few, but two interpretations of the word Sinai. One says that when the Torah came down to this world, Sinai, you're the Sina Leumos, which means that in the Torah it says, Mochoy Timche Zecher Amalek. You're Soine someone from the Umois. You are Soine the Goy. Amoin Umoyov. That they can't come Bekahal. Sina Leumois. The other pshat, you're the Sina Leumois Al Yisrael. The Umois, the Goyim, they hate you. They didn't hate you before the Torah came down here. Because all you had was camel tours, and they came out of Egypt, they passed by the Mediterranean, they dipped themselves in the ocean, then they went to Avraham Avinu, they ate a good steak, and it was for free, and they came to see the holy man, and then they went to the casino in Sodom. You could do whatever you want. But after HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought down the Torah, Behar Sinai, down here, there is a story, I read it years and years ago, I think it was with the Brisker Rav. There was a kid playing on the floor, he had these blocks, and he put the blocks one after the other, and he made it like a train. And when I was a kid, I understand it's called a choo-choo train, right? Because it makes choo-choo, right? And he was playing, and that's what he was, that's the noises that the kid was making. And I think it was the Briscovi asked the kid, "What are you doing?" And the kid said, "It's a train." And then he smiled shyly. So the Briscov, when he left, he told someone next to him, "You know, it's a kid." But to the other guy, he wanted to tell him, for the older people, "Mima nafshach." If it's a train, so why is he smiling shyly? He knows it's not a train. If it's not a train, why are you playing? But that's a kid. Once you have a train down over here, the train is here right next to you, that's a real train and that's it. There's nothing else to do. When the Torah came down to the Aretz over here, it's already automatically kofa aleim har kigigis. That's it. You're not allowed to steal. You're not allowed loytirtach, loytignoiv, loytinaf. Beforehand, a big party, you could marry your sister, your daughter, your goinev, roitzach. Who's going to tell you? If you want to get holy with Avraham Avinu, go up Hashemayimah, it's good. But if you don't want to, you can do whatever you want. As long as someone doesn't stop the party. B'mamad har Sinai HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael, stop the party in the middle. And you're the Sina L'umos Oilam. Because wherever a Jew is walking in the street, he represents the Torah. He represents the Aseres HaDibros. And over there it says, Loi, 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 don't do, don't do, don't do. And there's a lot of things that you got to do. Mitzvah is Ese, and Mitzvah is Loitase. And you have the Torah standing here. It's not Kofalem Harki Gigi, it's only to Am Yisrael that they have to take it. It's a Mukhrah. The Goy also has a Kofalem Harki Gigi. But he can't take it. He can't. And it's bothering him. And the reason he can't take it is because all those 2,000 years, his fathers never tried Lalois HaShamayim. They never tried to go up. We tried to go up on the time when the Torah was above. For that reason, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought the Torah and gave it down, gave it to us. And over here I'm going to add something that has gematria in it. Usually I don't say gematrias, but over here I'm adding something that has a little bit of a whiff of what's considered soid. It's not soid, but and a little gematria. 49 days, counting up to Mamad Har Sinai, to the time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought down the Torah here. 49 days, we're counting. These 49 days are exactly like the 2,000 years before Matan Torah. The Yetzer Hara always tries to machshil you. He tries to bother you and not let you get higher. Dafka, not after you're getting the Torah, but while you're trying to build up, to get the Torah, these 49 days, he tries to trip you. He tries to trip you again, again, and again. We have something that we got over the Yetzer Hara, that even if you tripped a few times during the 49 days, at least the last night before Matan Torah, we sit in shul all the night, and we sit and learn Torah, so we don't let him, at least last night before Matan Torah, we stay always with the Torah. He has no way to trip us. But these 49 days, that it's better not to be tripped at all. But you should know that's the way of Yetzer Hara. These 2,000 years, before Matan Torah, all what is considered the klipos, yeah, the biggest Yetzer Hara that there is, are three of them. They all came before Matan Torah. Lavan bikesh lakar es hakoil. Lavan Arami, the first one. The second one is Paroi. The third one is Amalek. All three of them came before Matan Torah. Lavan Arami, Lavan the Ramai, the cheater. That's how you say? Lavan, the cheater, Harami. You know, there's a pasuk in Tehillim, it says, Omar Noval Beliboy Ein Elokim. A Noval, it's the same letters of Lavan. A Noval. Who is a Noval? A despicable person. Who is a Noval? Omar Noval Beliboy Ein Elokim. There is no God. And David HaMelech said on Noval, there was a person in the Navi whose name was Noval. And David HaMelech said, Kishmoy Kenu. Noval Shmoy, his name is Noval, Unevala Imoy. Lavan is exactly the opposite. It's the same letters, just turned around. Lavan is Mr. White. And he's the dirtiest person around. Lavan. But he shows that he's clean. Lavan is the Ramai. He tries to say, he's swearing in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's saying, Eloike Avraham. He's swearing in the name of the God of Avraham. Eloike Avraham. Elohei Nachar. Elohei Avihem. That's what it says in the pasuk. And Rashi says, Elohei Avraham Kodesh. Kodesh Baruch Hu. Elohei Nachar Chol. Elohei Avihem, like the Elohim of Terach, Chol. What do you mean Chol? It's talking about some Avodah Zarah. So what does Lavan do? He says, you know what, I'm going to say the Elohim of Avram. We're going to put in also all these Rishayim. I'm going to put Nachar and Terach inside Elohei Avram, Elohei Nachar, Elohei Avihem. That's Lavan Aram. Paroi? Paroi is a rice. Zima. But not only that. Paroi, there's a pasuk in Yechezkel that says, Sar chamorim saram zirmas susim zirmasam. The psar chamorim besaram, see the pasukim before, the pasuk before, and the pasuk after, the whole pasukim over there are talking about Mitzrayim. Psar chamorim saram zirmas susim zirmasam. There's another pasuk in Yechezkel that says, Batizni es bnei Mitzrayim shechenayich Gidlei Basar. Whoever wants to look up what Rashi is Mefarash on Gidlei Basar. It's also going on Mitzrayim. Zima. Shtufim b'zima. There's something else also with Mitzrayim, that Mitzrayim, that's why Amalek we say once a year. Lavan in the Agada and Kriyas HaTorah. But Yitzias Mitzrayim we say Kriyashma, Birkas HaMazon, Kiddush. Because Mitzrayim has also something else. Paroi has something else with him. Also that in every second of all the generations, we have the problem of that Yetzer Hara. And that Yetzer Hara is called Li Oiri Vanyasitini. I decide what is considered murder, what is not considered murder, what is considered gezel. Throwing a kid into the Yor, but Chas V'Shalim to kill an animal. The Pesach, the Tzoyim, Elokei Hem Shel Mitzrayim, the poodle. Nobody's going to touch the poodle, but you throw the kid into the yard. I decide what is Retzach and what is not. Exactly what's going on today in a lot of countries, including this one. That's Paroi. Also before Matan Torah. And the third one is Amalek. Amalek is Ritzicha. If you take the Rashi Tevois of all these three, Amalek, Lavan, Paroi, Amalek, you get the word Oifel. Oifel. Oifel, you know, when Am Yisrael left Egypt, left Mitzrayim, there were the Ma'apilim, Vaya'apilu La'alot Ha'ara. They wanted to go up. Oifel means to go up. It means a big building or to try to get higher. It means pushing forward. That's Oifel. There's at least three psukim, not with an aleph, with an ayin, that I could prove it, but I brought one from Chavakuk, Perek Beis. Over there it says, Hine ufla, ayin pei lamed hei, lo yashor nafshar boi, v'tzadik be'emunasa yichye. So everybody knows the second part of the pasuk, v'tzadik be'emunasa yichye, but they don't know the first part. Hine ufla, lo yashor. Rashi says, ufla. Ufla. Rashi says, "Uflo nefesh lo itamidi bekas ubetayve shoef livloa velo savea uflo loshen azus kmoivaya piru oifel." It's like something to go up. Oifel. Shlomo HaMelech says in Shir HaShirim, "Al mishkovi balelo is bikashti yeshav anafshi bikashtiu v'lo metzatiu." If you're going to lie down in bed and try to look for a Kadosh Baruch Hu, saying, "I'm not going to do mitzvahs, I'm not going to do averus either, I'm just going to be a laid back person," bikashtiu v'lo metzatiu, you're not going to find the Kadosh Baruch Hu. You need the oifel. You need to go forward. But if that oifel has the kas as the main engine, it goes totally wrong. It goes totally wrong. Take Ophel. Ein pei lamid. Ein, take one letter. Go back one letter. Samich. Pei, go back. Ein. Lamid, go back. Chaf. You get the word? Kas. If the engine of the Ophel is the kas, like Rashi says over here, it goes very wrong. And that's the engine of the of Lavan Arami, of Parai, and of Amalek. Oifel. These three klipos that come exactly when you're trying to get Kabbalah Satayra. Before you get it. During the 49 days. That's Oifel. How much does Oifel come out in Gematria? I usually don't do Gematrias, but here's one. Oifel. Take, it comes out 180. Ayin is 70, Lamed is 30, it's 100, and Pei is 80. 180. Kas. How much does it come out? Kas comes out 120? No, 50, right? 150. Kas comes out 150. Put 150 and 180. 330. Moshe Rabbeinu comes over to the Sneh. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell him? Shal Na'alcha Ma'alagach. Shal. How much is Shal? 330. From Shal, from 330, take off Na'al. How much is now? Nun Ein Lamed. Nun Ein Lamed is 150. Now is like exactly the same number of Kas. And on PSI, there is a reason why Nal and Kas go together. From Shal. Shal, from the Shal, take off the Nal, take off 150, you're going to have Oifel, you're going to have 180 without the 150 of the Kas. And you'll be able to be Lekabel esatoira, and going forward and not laying back to conquer. But you're gonna conquer in a good way. You're not gonna be conquering by stepping on someone else. How much by trying to be bigger a person tries to make someone else smaller? The whole reason of Lashon Hara is to make myself bigger, mitchabed b'kloim chaveiroi. This whole Yetzer, all this Oifel, Amalek, Lovan, and Paroi, they all come on the time when you're trying before, when you're trying to move the car towards Kabbalah Satayra, during the 49 days of the Sefira. Dafka, during these 49 days, it says, Tov Shem, Mishemen Tov. Shemen Tov, if you have a good oil, usually a good way to see the oil is when it steps on the water. If you have a cup, a glass, fill it up half with water, and then you put oil, the oil stepping on the water. The oil has to step on someone else to get higher. Shem Tov, a person builds his name between himself and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tov Shem, Mishemen Tov. While you have that Oifel, you're going up, you're going towards Mamad Har Sinai. You took out the Kas. It's not funny anymore when you see someone tumbling in the street. Of course, the only reason that when we were younger, we used to smile and laugh when somebody fell was only because he fell and I didn't. There's no other reason. And we're building towards Kabbalah Satorah. A person has to use the kibush, conquering, not for kibush akal, not like paroi to the zima, that's a kibush akal. The easy kibush. You're looking for the taivis of kibush hakal, the easy conquering. And not ritzicha, mitkabed, bichlo in chaveroi, and not lovon, the ramai, but only Torah lishma, ki godol me'al shamayim chasdecha.
So we're looking for Eifel, that means we're looking for the Tzara Toiv Amolek and Pari Alovon?
Yes, I'll tell you, that's not that we're looking...
Oh, it's not Tzara
Toiv. No, so we're not looking for their Tzad. We are Reishis and Amolek is Reishis. Reishis Goyim Amolek, and we're called Reishis Tvuasa. Right? We're also called Reishis. Right? So, just like you have the Eifel to the Tzadara, in the Sitra Achra, and by Amalek, Paro, and Lavan, you have the same thing by Israel. We're not taking his good. He doesn't have. He's the other side. We're the good, he's the bad. That's what the Midrash says, the Gabi Reishis. Yeah? Reishis going in Amalek, and we're also called Bni Bechairi, right? Israel. We're also Reishis. And the Reishis means that we're pushing forward. A Jew cannot go to some South American country and just live on the beach and go catch a fish, eat it, sleep, catch a fish, eat it, sleep. He's always going to rob all the banks in South America, or he's going to become a big tzaddik. He's not going to just sit down and in one place, eat fish and die. We're a reishis. We're always conquering. But it has to be the tzaddik toiv. I had a great enjoyment being over here. It really, to see Torah lishma all over the world. You have no idea. I'm going to go back home with such a chiyuch. Such a smile on my face. Every time I'm going to remember, I think I was even here as a bachur. I think there was some kind of seed program. I think as a bachur I was. So people from yeshiva, they came here. I don't know. I remember that I was here, I think, 27 years ago. So, Be'ezer Hashem, should be Ma'od Matzliach, the Rashi Koilel, and all the Loimdim. Really. Yosef, like the Zohar says, that the way you're supposed to bless someone is not, you should have bracha, bracha, bracha. The Zohar says that chas v'shalom could bring din. The way you're supposed to mevarach someone, it's also a piapshat. The way you're supposed to give a bracha, the Zohar brings it down, is take a bracha the person already has and says, your bracha should be bigger and bigger. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu did to Yisrael. And that's what the Zohar brings down, the pasuk. Yosef, Adonai Aleichem Kochem Elef Pa'amim Vivorech Eschem Kasher Diber Lachem.